8:15. We're Take 16 on the radio. Friday morning, I'm Chris Moyles. Let's bring in Danny from The Script and also from The Voice. So let's bring in Danny. Here he comes. Woo! Oh, look at him. Look at the big fella.
How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good.
Nice to see you. There you go. Put your headphones on. Come and join us.
You're definitely a lot smaller in person.
What?
You're definitely a lot smaller in person.
Well, what can I tell you? I'm a disappointment in every department. Well, anyway, hi there. Welcome.
Thanks very much.
Look, it's Danny, everybody.
I know.
Oh, gee, I'm so excited to meet him.
I'm a massive fan.
You're not that big.
You are bigger.
I bought your first book and everything, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Have you read it?
Yeah, of course.
All of it?
Not all of it, no.
Right. Oh, just like Dave.
No, I read all the first one. It's the second one I've
read. I genuinely did, yeah. I genuinely did.
Well, God love you, Danny.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of yours. How to Save a Life.
Yeah, the Bon Jovi one in there was brilliant as well.
No, Aerosmith it was.
Was Aerosmith, yeah. Goes to show my knowledge.
So how are you?
I'm good, good. A little bit tired, but none the worse for wear.
What were you doing last night?
I was staying around in the Langham. To get over here in the morning, we had to get up at about maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock. So we just ended up staying around the corner.
And a few beers last night?
A few, me and the missus, yeah.
Are you married, man?
No.
How long have you been with your...
4 years now.
Four
years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does she do?
She's a part-time actress, part-time model.
Oh,
nice combination.
Beautiful. Yeah,
yeah. You could be a part-time model. You know that song?
No.
Flight of the Conchords.
Do you know what? I've not got into that yet.
Ah, it's really good.
I know. People keep telling me, and I've got to go and check it all out, but I've not got into that yet. I should do. The Voice, you know, it's doing all right. You know, it's a TV show. It's all right.
Yeah, it's doing pretty... Are you a fan?
Yeah,
I really like
great.
It.
Yeah, I love it.
I've not seen... because I was away the last couple of weeks, but I saw everything up to my holiday, and then... I caught a little bit of the sound battle-y thing, where they get the
battles,
two of them,
up there.
So I only caught a little bit of that the other night, so I need to catch up on the last couple of weeks. But it's the live shows this weekend.
Live shows start tomorrow, yeah, 7 o'clock on BBC. And it's now going live, so all the rest were kind of pre-records.
Yeah.
And you could kind of, I guess, censor me off from cursing and, you know, censor everyone off from blabbing on too long.
I thought that was...
You've got to watch yourself now, haven't you?
I do, big time, yeah. I actually absolutely do. I think I'm the only one that has to sign a disclaimer saying that.
Well, being Irish, it's part of the language, swearing.
Well, it is. You know, you've got Irish ties.
But, yeah.
Part of the culture, you know, really
well,
is.
Well, you know it. And Alad, what do you want to say to Danny?
That he's what are you going to call him?
He's a cool sheep.
You're cool she.
There you are. Oh, cool she. See, I heard you trying to practice that outside as well. It was hilarious.
And then
that works if you're from outside Dublin. I'm actually from Dublin. I'm a Jackie.
Oh, hang on. It's
I'm a Jackie. Someone from outside would either be a cool she, a mullah, or as you were saying, Chris, a knacker.
A knacker. Yeah. See, I thought you were Tipperary. Well,
no,
first of all,
Dublin.
We thought you were from Dublin.
Yeah, from Dublin, yeah.
But I know that, because when he talks like that, you see Dave, you got Dave.
But where did
Dave?
Dave.
You sound like Ozzy Osbourne. Where did we get Cashel from?
Well, online it says, born 3rd of October 1980 in Cashel.
No.
Wow.
No. In fairness, my Wikipedia gets changed. By
does it really?
Yeah, all the time. By people who just like, I'll just write something he was in, you know.
So where were you
in a
born?
Porn movie or, you know.
Where were you
I was born in Temple Street Hospital in Dublin.
Right. Alad, ask him if he's a North Sider or a South Sider.
A what?
A North Sider or a South Sider.
A North Sider?
Yeah.
Or a South
Sider. I'm a South Sider.
You're a South Sider.
Yeah, there's a big thing between the North Side and the South Side.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Which is the opposite of London, by the way. Like in London, North London, great.
Yeah.
And in Dublin, South Side is
South
great.
Is better in
yeah,
Dublin.
Exactly.
That's what I say. Mm. And now watch the text come in and go, oi!
Yeah. Oh, big time. Big time.
And where do you live now?
Kind of in between London, Dublin and...
Liverpool!
And in in airplanes, flying around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you got a place here and a place in Dublin?
Yeah, I'm still renting. I've got the same flat I had when we first started the band.
Oh, really?
I haven't moved out. most of the band have bought houses and stuff like that, and I'm just still living in the same place.
Have they not given you your share of the money?
Not yet, no. They're holding out. They're like, you need to do The Voice, record a third album, get out there, then we'll give it to you.
Did you have to speak to the rest of the band and ask them what they thought about you doing The Voice?
No, Mark, actually, the guitarist in the band, he pushed me towards it.
Right.
You know, when I said, I'd interviewed for the job, and I kind of brought it to the lads, and I said to Mark, and Mark was actually a massive fan of the American show.
Right.
So we'd both you know, sat down and watched that, and he said, well, I think it's a brilliant show, you know, one that we can really get behind, because it genuinely is about talent, you know. It really is about part of music that we know about, you know. I used to be a vocal coach and a vocal producer as well,
right?
So we weren't going on to a show like Top Gear where I don't even have a car, so I don't know what I'd be talking about on there, you know.
Right, okay.
But it's good for the band ultimately though anyway, isn't it?
I mean, we've always been kind of almost like the faceless band. People have known the records, you know, How to Save a Life, you know. But people have known the records, but haven't, I guess, put two and two together to kind of come up with what the band is. And I think it's actually happened the other way around. People are like, well, that's that guy, who's his band, you know. They're like Danny from The Voice now, and not Danny from
that's
The Strip,
true.
In a way.
That's what it is.
But that's why we're on it. It's just to show a bit of personality, to obviously hopefully mentor one of the next big acts coming out. And I definitely believe I have him on my team.
Oh really?
Yeah.
See, now I don't know who you've got now, because I watched. So when did I went away? I went away. I've missed 3 weeks.
The last three.
Yeah. So because I was away.
Sure.
Well, the first Saturday night I was on a stag do in Liverpool. So that near the TV there. And then the next two Saturdays I was in LA. So I didn't get to see, you know. And then I only caught, I think BBC Three were repeating it or something the other night. So I saw a little bit. So I need to catch up between now and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I've got and were there two shows last week?
There was two shows. That's it, man.
You got a lot to back.
Four shows.
I'm telling you, order from food from that chipper that you used to do in the book, remember? That place?
I'm going to have to
sit down and watch the two of them.
On the chipper. I need to. I'll watch last Saturday and Sunday then.
Yeah, definitely.
So Saturday was on BBC One last week.
Mm-hmm.
Were they both on BBC?
No, they were both on BBC One.
Yeah, I heard that the Saturday show was better than the Sunday show.
I didn't see the Sunday one, but the Saturday show was fantastic.
I heard that they kept all the good singers for Saturday and the rubbish ones on a Sunday.
No, there was they kind of equally shared them amongst all. But I think Saturday had, just because it was the first time people seen the battles, I think it had that wow factor about it. And then when it went on to Sunday, then, you know, the kind of that mentality had gone, I guess.
It's really weird because I've watched every show up until I went away and I haven't seen the battles. So basically the battles were, am I right in saying, you had your category of people, not category, but you know what
10,
I mean,
my
your,
10 yeah. people, mm-hmm. yeah,
and then you've got to pair up two of them and pick one.
Yeah, basically I've got to, it's really hard because you have to pick people who are of similar vocal ability. So you're basically not giving someone a landslide, you know. You kind of have to pit it up. So if I'm putting a great singer with a really bad singer, it's very obvious, you know, who would be going through and who doesn't. You have to give everybody an equal chance. You know, you decide on the night.
So does everyone know you're five now?
Yeah, everybody knows the five.
So all the five for each have been announced. And that was all last weekend.
Yeah, that was last weekend. Okay, good.
But surely tactically, it's not in your interest, though, to put up two really, really strong singers from your group, because you know that way you're ultimately going to lose.
Yeah, but unless
a really good talent.
But unless two of those singers fill the same spot in my team, like I want to have a varied five people going into the team. But
plus, Danny's picked them. Danny's picked all 10.
No, I know.
So he thinks or thought at one point all each one was brilliant.
Was going to go through. Yeah. So that is even harder. But I had a battle on Saturday night, which was I think was one of the best battles. It was between Bill Downes and Max Milner.
Right.
Max went through, but it was you know, I got tweets all day saying you're an idiot for putting two of them together because they're both amazing and they are genuinely great talents. But I only had that one spot on my team.
But you're gonna this is always, you know, that's always gonna happen though. You're always gonna choose. You know, for somebody, people are going to go, no, you don't choose that one.
Yeah,
what
course,
are you doing?
Yeah.
I think because the talent level is so high as well. You know, you're always going to get it wrong in some people's eyes, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, but that's the great thing about the show is literally the level of talent that's on there. The people who are getting kicked off, you know, really giving the people in the UK music scene who are out now with singles a run for their money. They really would. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think that's the nice thing that I like about The Voice was, even though I enjoy watching X Factor, all those dippy morons who can't sing and these deluded fat idiots, and we all love that bit.
Yeah.
The nice thing about The Voice is it's like, welcome to The Voice. Here we go. Here comes singer number one. And by the way, they're class.
Yeah.
Everyone's good.
Yeah.
So everybody was good.
Literally everyone. I went on tape saying that, like, literally after the first day of auditions, we had better singers than of any of the finals and talent shows I'd seen. And I don't know where these people have been, because there's been talent shows on for years and years, but the BBC One have finally made a format that people like...
Yeah.
Myself, if I never was in the script, I'd go on The Voice, you know. And it's almost like a Muso show, kind of owning that back for us in a way, you know. Yeah. Which I'm really proud of.
Looking at the guy from Five and the girl from Five Star, in a few years' time, if the script goes belly up, you can audition. You just move your chair around first and then run up and start. Yeah. Yeah. Do you get to keep your chair? Have you asked if you can keep your chair?
No, I haven't asked yet. I would love
you should.
I really would.
That would look great in
the BBC. Would never let you have it.
Well, they might.
I'd be great if you
have it on my throne, you know what I mean?
Imagine that.
I'll get married in it, you know what I mean?
Sitting or
there,
maybe.
Like, sitting there like the Beckhams, you know? Sitting there in the big chairs.
On the final, you and Will I Am could swap chairs like they do at the end of a football match when they swap shirts. You imagine, it's like a spanner to it, and I'm going, here you go!
I want to swap jackets with him. Have you seen some of the stuff he wears?
He's got amazing clothes.
I want his stuff. He actually made a basketball into a baseball jacket. It's an actual basketball.
He's nuts.
He's nuts, yeah.
Will you be wearing a jacket on the live show tomorrow night, which is promoting the current single that you have? Like, Will that have been?
Might be. No, not at all. No, in fairness, I'll only decide when I'm there, really.
You should do that. That's what I do.
Give me a t-shirt with some slogan from Chris on it.
No,
whatever book you're promoting now,
you just need a t-shirt saying album out now. That's all.
Have we not got any tour dates or something we could get Danny to plug for us?
I got nothing.
Got a website.
Got a Love Machine on Sky on Sunday night at 6.
Yeah, you can have that one.
A lot to put on.
We'll put it on the sleeve.
Or why don't you just have, you know, what does Will have? Is it go home, go
hard
home,
or go home?
Yeah. Why don't you just have go home, be hard? Something like that.
go home and get hard.
Yeah. Go home, have a brew. Oh, man.
Classic.
Well, there's lots of questions I want to ask you. Yeah, how long are you here till 9?
Nine, I guess so, yeah.
And then do you have rehearsal today? Is that what you got?
Yeah, we got rehearsals down BBC.
Wow. Are you nervous about tomorrow?
Yeah, I am. Genuinely, yeah. I get nervous about it. It's, you know, because I genuinely do put 110% in.
Oh, right. The earnest Irishman, 110%.
But I don't think the BBC knew how involved I wanted to be in it.
Right.
Down from staging, down to song choices, down to, you know, calling them in the middle of the night, I want to change it. You know, I'm really, really invested in these people. So, yeah, I'm nervous, really. Because we're performing as well. Like, you know, it was only 4 years ago where, you know, we didn't have a singles out, we didn't have anything, but here I am tomorrow night. Mm. I'll be performing a U2 song with Tom Jones, Will.i.am and Jesse J.
Wow.
So really, you know, one of those moments that I'm marking for myself, let alone the fact that 12 million people get to see it, and I've got a team going through, so it's a really, it's a lot of stuff to handle, you know.
So there'll be what? There'll be 20 singers?
There'll be, 20 singers.
So they can't get 20 singers away on Saturday night, can they?
Really? They're breaking them up into, it's going to be Jesse's and Will and Tom's team going this Saturday.
Right.
With refreshers, my team will be doing a group performance to remind you of who my team is for next week. Then next week, it's me and Jesse go.
Right, okay.
The interesting part is, it goes to the public vote, out of my five, they save three, and then two kind of go into the bottom two, and then I decide again who to take down.
Oh, ouch.
You know, as if my job wasn't hard enough, then picking them and, you know, slicing it down to five, I then each week kind of have to go, well, actually, I like you better, it's really hard. Have you started to play at home yourself where you like close your eyes and stuff like that?
Well, this is what I was saying. I think on the red button, they missed a trick. You should have been able to watch on the red button. And they blank the screen when they do the intro about who they are.
That's really interesting, actually.
And then you can play along, because I'm sitting there, like many people, with a cushion like that.
Yeah.
Going, my name's John, I'm from Swindon. And I'm like, right, yeah, go on, yeah. And as soon as they're clapping, and there's no clapping, so you don't even know when they're walking out.
Yeah, nothing.
So as soon as they start singing, I'm like, oh. And then if I like them, I make the noise of like the chair. I go... Oh, it's a girl.
You should turn your sofa around when it's on and then just sort of pop up and look over the back to see who it is.
I would not play poker with any of the any of you guys from The Voice, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because
you can't play poker.
No, I can't play poker. And also
because Tom Jones would win hands down every time.
But when I was but you know what, it's like he's so old he'd forget then what cards he had. So when I've played along, and I can't, a couple of times, and I've had the cushion in front of me like that, and I've gone, well, they've got a good voice, or whatever. I've gone at home. Oh, my God! Whoa! I was not expecting that! Look at the size of it! None of you did that. I was waiting for one of you to go...
Swallow vomit over in our own.
Oh, what do they look like?
Genuinely, because of my ethos, I actually turn around and I guess not the stranger, but the more of an image you have, is the more I actually secretly go, yes.
Really?
Because you know, it's not image-based, you know, it's not the perfect image. Mm. Music is image-based, but it's, you don't have to be the perfect pop star.
You just have to be
thing.
Different.
You just have to be different and stand out a little bit. And, you know, the more people stand out is genuinely the more I kind of inside go, yes, yeah. Badass, you know.
You don't have a fat ass. I'm now looking at the...
badass.
I'm trying to work out... Now, I'm trying to look at who my favourites are. That I remember.
Bo Bruce, you were telling me earlier on. Max Milner.
Right, are these
Alex
all yours?
Josh.
So you're Bo Bruce,
David
Max
Julian.
Milner. Where's Alex? Alex Josh, did you say?
Yep, David Julian.
Oh, this website massively
and Hannah Burney.
Needs updating. Hang on a second. Alex Josh, there's Alex Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Who else you got?
David Julian.
Right, let me find him. David, this is on the website where you got... Oh, right, I found... Oh, yeah, he's got the curly foppy hair.
Yep. Bo Bruce.
Bo Bruce, that's the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember her. She was good.
She's really good. She's a really unique voice.
I'm trying to have a look at all the other faces and remember, because I've missed a few weeks. Yeah. I swear I've been watching it. I really have. I know it sounds like I'm like, what is it? When's it on? Who's in it? I like... who's the dude that I like? Sam Buttery. He's the one that I'd have been like, what?
I genuinely, you got the backstory. We don't even get to hear, you know, Sam Buttery from wherever.
Yeah.
All we get is, and then singing. I actually thought he was a girl.
Well, that's it, because he sounds like a girl, but not one of you went, oh, it's a bloke, it's a geezer. Is it a bloke? Is it a bloke? Tom, is it a bloke?
I have no idea. I thought it was a bird myself.
Genuinely though, if I turn around and I give this like ghastly like, oh, there's no chance that they're going to turn around. But like, there's also a game being played. So if they see that and they're going, oh no, I'll normally 9 times out of 10 go, oh, you need to see this. This is you written all over it, just to get them in the bidding war, so I can pull back and they can get the artist. So there's a big, you're right, I would never play poker with anyone.
But maybe that's what you should have done. You should have gone, press the button, turn around and gone, oh, jeez, Tom, it's a big fat pig. Oh.
Yeah.
And there's a gorgeous girl there, really good looking guy. And you go, oh, they're a horror. Tom, don't turn around. Will, don't look. And then no one looks. You go, yeah, you got me. See?
Tactics, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Well, Will says he hasn't got tactics. He's got Tic Tacs and he stays fresh.
Well, God,
holler.
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 I think you should have an Elvis story for the weekend, just in case it comes up.
I do need one, don't I?
I think you should try and get it in before Tom.
Well, there I was, you know, staring with Elvis. Elvis was on in the background.
He was playing behind you. Well, he wasn't in the background. He was more on the radio in the background. So he's there, Chris Moyles is playing his tune. So not, that's as far as I get to
Why don't you
story.
Wear a t-shirt with Elvis written on it? Or as Tom calls it, Elvis.
Elvis.
But then they'll just think he's got a t-shirt with elves written on it.
Well, yeah, that's true. I can't really read that with my eyes. I don't have my glasses. You got elves on your t-shirt. But that would be great if Danny could get in before anyone else and go, you know, when I worked with Elvis back in the 60s, and Tom would be like that. Did you? Because he'll fall for it, Tom. You know it. You know Tom a bit now.
He's sharp.
You? He's not that sharp.
Tom's sharp.
Listen.
Have you had him on the show?
Yeah.
And we went for a few pints with him.
Did you? Well, so did I. I think that's a...
And this is what this is. Now, you tell me if Tom's any different to when you met him, to when me and Dave met him.
And we go for a drink and I'll see you later on, yeah?
And he go, yeah, yeah. And his manager or his son or whatever, he's there and he's going, we'll meet you in an hour at the pub and all that. So I'm going, all right. So we get to the pub and...
They're thinking this is never going to happen.
Here comes Tom walking down the street and there's Mark going, we're in here.
Ooh, door. Ooh, ooh.
I'm like, oh, there's Tom.
Oh,
Tom, I met you 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
What do you want to drink?
Guinness or whatever.
Guinness. Put the Guinness in his hand. I tell you, this probably reminds me when I was in Nights. I was in a club in Vegas. It was amazing. We have Frank Sinatra over there, Sammy Davis Jr. And it's literally, it's like the opposite of kryptonite. The glass touches his hand. Boom!
There
he's
he is.
Awake.
There's the Mr. John. In fairness, yeah, that the doddery start was a little bit too much. But genuinely, like me and him were just drinking till whatever, 2-3 in the morning. The first night we all met together, It was me, obviously, the four of us, literally just put into a room.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, you'd be filming in a few days' time, so you might as well get to know each other.
And
so,
four more different people you couldn't find.
You couldn't. Honestly, it sounded like a sketch from The Simpsons when I first heard who was on the panel.
And were you the same as us? Were you thinking, this Will.i.am guy he's probably a bit too... I bet you're thinking, he probably takes himself way too seriously.
In a way,
he's
yeah.
probably a bit of a div.
No, I never thought... We shared the same lawyer over in America, and I always known he's a very talented guy, but also very eccentric as well.
Right.
And I'm actually glad, because I now know Will, you know, so I'm glad the rest of the UK is actually getting to see that he's really funny, really witty.
He's
like TV gold. He's really great.
Seems like a nice guy.
He really just
seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Quiet. I would imagine he's fairly quiet when he's, you know, unless he's very, very relaxed and, you know, but again, we've been talking about this. Everybody, I think it's fair.
That was a perception I had. I thought he might be a bit odd.
You give it to me straight then. How am I coming across?
Good.
Like an Egypt.
Yeah, he says Egypt as well.
Like a knacker. How's it coming across, Alan?
Like a knacker.
Like an... Oh, knacker.
Very good.
A cushy.
A cushy.
Like a Southsider.
A Southsider.
Alan thinks that's some kind of cider.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous that I'm saying really rude things.
You're not saying no, things.
You've just really offended,
really, yeah,
offended the whole of Ireland.
The whole of the country is there going, what? Yeah.
Well, look, we've got to do the news, so let me play a little... but how are you coming across? You're coming across very well.
Is that, yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to toughen up a wee bit for the live shows.
You mean... give harsher criticism?
Too nice.
Or?
Well, no.
Too nice. He was straight in there, was he? Too nice.
You are very nice.
Yeah, you weren't worried about offending me, were you?
Hang on, what was Alan's voice? Too nice. Too nice you are. No problem.
So the guy over there who's worried about offending people.
Offending half of Ireland. I'll take that.
All right, well, look, what should we play? Let's play a little trail for Greg's show, and then we'll come out and do the news. We'll play a couple of songs, and then we'll be back with more from Danny.
Three. People of Britain, who knew the truth about...
I'm weird in the nighttime in a darkened lavatory.
Back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag. I'm not gonna move.
Gonna pee in my sleeping bag.
Pee in my shoes.
Pee in my shoes.
Wee. Where did the pee come into this?
You're
kind of fidgeting around there like a kid who needs a wee. Do you need to go?
You can tell when he needs it because he sort of hops up and down.
I jig it.
Yeah.
Like a jig.
You can always tell. You're sitting there going, just go for a wee because like, you're making me feel uncomfortable.
Danny is here. You might know. It's Danny Donahue.
It's Danny O'Donoghue.
Right, now we
told
you
that
the other day.
Or is that, Danny O'Donoghue, who the hell are you? Forgetting
the voice. Oh, no, you're Danny from The Voice.
It's not Danny from the script, Danny from The Voice.
Danny from The Voice. tomorrow night, it's the first of the live shows on The Voice. Danny, Will I Am, Jesse J, Tom Jones, hosted by Reggie and the lovely Holly Willoughby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's lovely, isn't she?
Really she is lovely.
She is lovely, but you should see her when she's drunk. Oh, you watch before the show. She'll be drunk for the live show. She has to do live TV drunk. You'll see her 5 to 7 in the car park by the bins having a fag and literally swinging out of a bottle of Jack Daniel's.
She'll be a different person this weekend, honestly, than anything you've seen before.
You're kidding me.
No, because it's all
live. And then on camera, boom, she's brilliant. Yeah. So she gets rid of the nerves.
Yeah. Some of the best are like that,
yeah.
You should be drunk. You should get really drunk for the show on Saturday. Good luck.
I wouldn't tell you I'm pretty drunk right now.
Oh. What time did you get?
Rock o'clock.
What time did you get to bed?
I was actually fairly early last night, about 12:30. Wasn't bad.
That's all right.
Very sensible.
Mm-hmm.
Does Will I Am drink? I bet he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's a wild animal, that guy.
What does he drink? I would imagine he only drinks champagne.
No, we were in some... I can't remember what the club was, but he was drinking whatever was in this big vat at the table. You know, but there's a club here that they kind of mix all
like,
the
like sort of fish, like a big fish bowl or something.
Yeah, exactly, big fish bowl, and there's like straws going out in every direction.
Oh,
like,
I've seen them in Tenerife, but I didn't know they had them in posh
like,
clubs here.
8 or 9 of us all just like... So that thing was
brilliant. Oh, no, I couldn't be doing that.
No.
Well, it sounds like a great night.
It was a great night.
Will on one side, me on the other side.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, what a night.
How to go home.
Yeah.
Stop it now. Oh, there's Will I Am drinking. It's a drinking competition between Will and Danny.
Lap it up.
You're in that situation going, I'm going to go home. Thank you.
All right, stop that now. Stop it.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, anyway, so it's going to be a massive show. It's going to be a big, big day for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you got friends and family going to the show? You got Mrs.
Yeah, your missus will be going. Friends and family are all coming down. That's it. Now, tickets to this are, you know, they're even in more high demand than script show tickets.
Have you had any family members or friends go to you? Danny, listen, just want to ask you a question. You know The Voice?
Yeah.
Any chance you can get tickets for The Voice with me and the missus? Could you do that?
Are you actually asking me now on air?
No,
I can,
I'm saying,
if you want.
Yeah.
I know someone in the show.
And also, I'd love to meet Keane. Can I meet Keane?
Who's Keane?
Keane on The Voice. The fella on The Voice in not your voice. The one in Ireland. The one I got, the one in Ireland.
Oh, the one with Brizzy and all on it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I want to do. Wouldn't that be great? Would you be mates? Goes, can you get us tickets for The Voice? And you go, yeah. And you give it, you go, London. No, in London. Dublin.
The Irish one.
The Irish Voice. I haven't seen any of the Irish
I haven't
voice
seen that
yet.
I've actually seen more of the, because I was in America as well last couple of weeks. I've seen more of the American one than I have of the British one.
Okay.
But I mean,
what's your comparison? Do you like?
I think, yeah, I mean,
it's more American, isn't it? The American
it's
one.
It's more American. It is more American. But I think they're pretty much the same show, though. You know?
Well, I watched, I did the same thing. I watched a tape of the Voice, American Voice. And I'm like, oh, that's a great, that's really good. The whole chair thing and everything is brilliant. I really like it. And I just thought, I hope the BBC don't screw this up and make a mess of it. Because the BBC don't generally make those big shows like that. ITV are good at making those shiny floor shows.
But it looks totally glossy and totally shiny floor, which is, I mean, is a compliment. It looks like a proper big production as The Voice.
Oh, listen, they totally got it right. Mm. And then they hired me.
No. So did you, like, you don't audition for this job. You must go and chat with them
and
stuff.
Yeah, you just kind of go in for an interview, I guess, with the producers.
So
of the show.
When you're sitting in the reception waiting to go in, is it you, Will Young, Bradley from S Club 7, sitting there?
Nice.
David Sneddon.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, how did you get on? I don't know if I said it. I said this and I said that and they seemed responsive, so then...
One of the fellas from Bros coming out going, that was really tough in there.
But the one that wasn't one of the twins.
Yeah.
The bosses should have used the chairs and just had it turn around saying, we want you, when it came to your...
That would have been funny in the audition process. Yeah, that's what we did. I went into a room, auditioned, and then one of they kind of turned around all the BBC producers one by one.
Oh, not turn around.
Yeah, or not, as the case may be. I auditioned for the position, I guess. And, you know, John Legend was up for the same position.
Was he?
Mary J. Blige, Will Young, a lot of different people.
Wow, that'd have been very expensive. I wonder why they chose you.
A lot better. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Get the Irish fella. How much does the Irish fella cost? A few pints, you say? Wow. Get him on, so.
It was between me, Lady Gaga,
and Elvis.
Bono, and I got the gig. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, you know, I hope the BBC look after you for the live shows now. You know, when you do the X Factor, they lay on caviar and all that, and champagne flowing from fountains. And you'll get a little corner outside BBC Telly Centre with a car park. And
sharing
all
a fish.
See me waiting for you on the corner of the street. And I'm still weeing.
No, it is him.
Definitely auto-tune.
I'm still weeing, yeah.
I'm weeing! It's way too high, by the way. You know, you've got to be careful. You've got to remember, when you do a song, I was saying this to somebody else recently, you've got to remember, if boys are going to do karaoke, you've got to keep it low.
Oh, listen, we had this on our DVD, right, for we played the Aviva, you know, the Aviva Stadium, we had 60,000. And there's a song called Nothing that we have, and it's kind of like a male version of what we do. We go out, we get drunk, we try and get over our past loves and stuff. And I didn't realise, but I wrote it, basically, it's kind of in a female's key.
Yeah.
So all the guys are like, I'm a male, and they're all there trying to calm me down. And they all try and go for it, but it's always, so that is one I think I'm going to bring down for that exact reason. You're dead right.
You got it.
And the men can't sing it, you know. Yeah. Before the first time now, everyone's all...
Yeah, you know, you've got to do a track called For the Boys.
One for the boys.
And it starts like this. Yeah. And it ends there.
For so it's the nice first time.
Ooh. Or for blokes.
Ooh. Or for Chewbacca.
Ah, listen to you. Well, nice to meet you, finally.
Mm. Very nice to meet you, too.
And I wish you all the best with the show tomorrow.
Thank you, Will.
It's going to be great. Everyone's going to be watching it. It's going to be huge.
Fingers crossed. Team Dan. Go Team Dan.
Go Team Dan. And give our love to Jesse and Tom and Will I Am.
I will indeed.
Will's a massive fan of ours. He's probably never heard of us, has he? I wish you'd go down one week.
Come down with me. Come down with me.
I will. Well, we'll come down. We'll give it a few weeks, let you get into the flow.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And then we'll come down, but only if we can go in the bar afterwards.
No worries. Yeah. Me, you, and Tom Jones.
It's not at the BBC, though. Is it at the BBC?
It's at L Street.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We know the bar there.
George Lucas.
We know the bar there.
Oh, is that where it is?
Star Wars there, yeah.
Is that where you are?
Yeah, yeah.
That's they did. Do you know?
Is that where you've been filming all the other shows?
No, we've been rehearsing there, but this that the main live ones are down there.
So you need to go. Are you there today?
Yeah, no, okay. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So you're being early.
Not today, right. Sorry. Yeah, I'm today, rehearsals. Yeah.
Okay, so today, because you're rehearsing, so you've got a bit of time, you need to go and find the prop store. All right? Are you a Star Wars fan and all that?
Come big time.
Okay, so there's a little prop store near the... So opposite the George Lucas... If you stand there, George Lucas there...
Yeah.
In front used to be the Big Brother house.
It's still there, yeah.
Okay. And to your right, where all the cars are, you want to go in there, knock on the door and say, look, I'm going to walk around that little room.
Chris told me about this room here.
Oh. Mm.
I mentioned you, I'll get in.
Oh, Darth Vader, R2.
You're kidding me, are you serious?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, we're going to do celebratory Chewbacca. I can't even do it now. Oh, I need me to try.
Hang on, here we go. But you will love it in there. They've got. They sound like a camp Chewbacca.
sounds like.
Yes, it's Ubacca.
But yeah, Darth Vader. They have got like Han Solo. They've got like blasters, lightsabers. Brilliant. They've got a duck do.
Yeah, you got me last time.
Di-di-da-da-da.
Dun, 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 dun,
do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear you and Vernon?
Yeah, go on.
Are you going to have a party?
Yeah.
Is it a duck do?
What's a duck do?
Ah, quack!
And I've been getting everybody with that since. I love it. I totally caught me.
He was so excited when he got you.
Listen.
He exploded with excitement.
The interview was... It was a good interview, but it kind of just parted along. Yeah. It wasn't really getting funny. And then just out of the blue... Then just out of the blue, he just caught. I was like, because you know when you're on guard. I'm still on guard with you, because I know, like, false sense of security. And then out of the blue, just before I leave, you're going to pop something on me.
Let's have it again.
Genuinely caught me lovely.
Let's get Vernon again. It's brilliant.
Vernon can't believe his luck. So I'm in the car. So this is a Saturday morning, a couple of months ago, probably now. I'm in the car. I'm driving to the shop. And I'm listening to the interview in the car. And he goes, well, good luck. Will you be watching the show? What are you going to do? And Danny's going, yeah, I'm going to have a party. I'm going to have a load of mates round. And he goes, really? He goes, no, I'm genuinely going to have a load of mates round. We're going to get some food in, sit and watch the show and see it go out and everything. So it's really, really exciting.
Are you going to have a party?
Yeah.
Is it a duck do?
What's a duck do?
Ah, quack, quack!
You should have seen his little face when he did it. He was like, ah! You could tell that was the highlight of his whole year. Yeah.
Because he can't believe anyone's fallen for it. But then your reaction, you just pee yourself laughing, which is great. Because you could have gone, no. But you didn't. You just laughed.
Oh, it was, because I know all the boys are sitting back home. I can't believe that. I hadn't heard that one before. I've heard the other ones, which I probably can't say on.
Well, yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah. That's what you should do.
You tell us in the bar when we come for a pint.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can get Vernon back on.
Are you going for a drink after this?
No, not now.
Show today.
I meant when we come to The Voice.
Oh,
no, we're not going for a jar at 10 o'clock.
Why not? Because they don't open until 11.
Yeah. Actually, it's half 11.
I'll turn up to BBC rehearsals off me face, you know. Few Guinness down the hatch.
Yeah, it's all great. Fantastic. Go home. It's great. Well, make sure you get in today. Right, so at Elstree, what are you
going to do? I'm going straight down.
So you're going to go to the Star Wars place and all that. And then when you look at the house and the big mound of green that's next to it, apparently the story is, which I don't believe, that they buried loads of old models, full-size models from... Because in the George Lucas soundstage, that's the Millennium Falcon and everything. It's proper. If you're Star Wars, that's the place to be. That's where it's filmed.
I didn't actually realise it was a whole thing down there.
Yeah, but make sure you go into the bar. As soon as you get there, when you drive, just say to them, stop the car, run into the bar and just go, who's in charge? Are you in charge? Can we have a late drink tomorrow night?
I know the fella that runs a bar in Elstree. Anyway, he's good lad.
Because you don't want to finish. What time will the show finish?
It should finish maybe 10:30 cleared.
Yeah. So 10:30 you get out, wiping off the makeup, walking to the bar. The worst thing that could happen is you hear, ding, ding, last orders. You'll be like, no way. So you want to do that.
I'm definitely doing that. Absolutely.
And by the way, what a bar as well at the Elstree Studios. It's the uncoolest bar in the whole of the world. And it's going to have Danny in there, Will I Am, Tom Jones, Jesse J.
Well, you're going to have me in there dressed as Boba Fett. I'll be on the live shows tomorrow night at Boba Fett.
Love that. Oh, well, look, enjoy it. Enjoy it today.
Thanks, mate.
And then the show tomorrow night, obviously. And good luck. Well, you're all right tomorrow. You don't really have anything to worry about.
No. Just a performance.
Oh, you get to the... What do you think? I thought you were rubbish. But that's because you're not one of mine. Best of luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
See you in the bar.
I'll put another tinny. See you next week.
Me Boba Fett costume.
Yeah.
Being tougher this week.
Have little R2-D2 next to you and just go, what did you think? Wow. It's almost like R2 is in the room.
Yeah.
Hang on, where's my little thing? Oh, hang on, Vernon sent a text.
Saying what?
Let me have a look. Oh, do you know what? It was from 10 minutes ago, just saying, ask him if he's going to a duck do.
I will get
consider
him
it done. Great minds think alike.
Fools seldom differ.
And I've got your app, by the way. You know, your Danny from the Script app.
Show me.
You've not seen it?
No. Really Which one is it? We do loads.
It's the one that's got the soundboard on.
Oh, that's wicked.
We've now lost Chris for the next.
That's it.
Do you know what that last one is there? That's Tom Jones.
I want you on my team.
Is he from South Africa? Danny O'Donoghue, ladies and gentlemen. Good luck
to you guys. Thanks for
the Chris Moyle Show. Woo! Golden Hour.
Yeah! What a gig.
International Radio 1.
It's going to be weird watching it tomorrow. Holly and Reggie have got actually some presenting to do. They haven't done any presenting for the past 5 weeks, really.
True. But...
Hello, where are you from? That's nice. Good luck. See you. That's it. All right, let's do the goal now, then. You can play along with this, Danny, if you want.
I'd love to.
8199, let's find out. Let's do the goal now for half an hour first.